Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrim al-Khalwati bil Ajnabiyya. The chapter on the prohibition of being in privacy with a strange woman. Strange woman here means غير محرم woman. قال الله تعالى وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب. Allah Ta'ala says that when you ask them for anything, then ask them from behind a curtain, from behind a parda, from behind a hijab. That's how you should ask them. In other words, if you have to ask, do not go directly and ask them. It should be behind a parda. وَنَ عُقْبَى ابْنِ عَامِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ إِيَّاكُمْ وَالدُّخُولَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ أَفَرَأَيْتَ الْحَمْوَ قَالَ الْحَمْوَ الْمَوْتُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid mixing with women. A man from the Ansar asked, what about a husband's relative? What about the husband's relatives? He replied, the husband's relatives are death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamu al-maut. The relatives of the husband are death. Now what is meant by this expression? Remember something, in Shariat, everything is there for a reason. And Shariat is encouraging us that between ghair mahrams, people that you cannot marry forever, we'll go in a little bit more detail about that. There's a lot of benefit. Sometimes people think that, no, this is my haji ben, or a woman thinks that this is my haji bai, so now we don't need to observe parda. Or sometimes people say, no, this is my brother-in-law, or sister-in-law, or this is my cousin. We grew up together, so why do we need to have the system of parda in place? So person takes it very lightly, but the consequences are very severe. Now look what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Alhamu al-maut, the husband's relatives are death. Death. Now why is this expression used? Ulama explain that such harm may be caused in the family due to intermingling of these family members, that the sorrow experienced thereafter will be equivalent to death in that household. The harm that will be experienced will be similar to death in that household. The next is, just as death destroys life, unrestricted intermingling between them can cause such evils which will be the cause of destroying one's physical and worldly life. It will destroy a person's spiritual and it will also destroy his worldly life, this type of interaction. The next is, the fear of getting involved with them in a prohibited manner is greater than the harm and more severe than death, because they gain access and seclusion more easily as compared to other strange men and women. Why this particular relatives of the husband is referred to death is because they gain more access to strange women than others. Why is they think to be relative? Psychologically, he thinks that my relative, what is there? But this is something that is very serious. The next is, if it was as if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, protect yourself from such intermingling like you protect yourself from death. As far as death is concerned, how much of protection we take when it comes to sicknesses also, we're so careful, let us take this precaution and let us take that precaution. And when we come to physical security also, we want to see that we got so many gates and guards and electric fencing and barbed wire and alarm system and what have you. So like that, do we take that level of precaution when it comes to intermingling to protect our iman? Like how we take that level of precaution for our health? So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that intermingling is like one protecting himself, saving himself from intermingling is like protecting himself from death. How you take so much of precaution to protect yourself from death, you should be so cautious to protect yourself from intermingling with ghair mahram woman. And for the woman, intermingling and mixing with ghair mahram men. Hence, just as a woman observes hijab from strangers, hijab should also be observed from non-mahram males of the family, since the harm caused by the sin between them is extremely great. The following male members are regarded as strangers for a male. Cousins, these are regarded as strangers. Now we must just think to ourselves, how often we overlook. Eid day comes, everyone is greeting everyone, sometimes shaking hands, sometimes not observing parda. Now we must ask ourselves and think. Here the first example is given, is for female, strangers for a female are who? cousins, both the parents, brothers and sisters' sons, brother-in-laws, sister's husband and husband's brother, the father's sister's husband, the mother's sister's husband, and the husband's uncles and nephews. So all these people are ghair mahrams. It doesn't matter that they are relatives. Now even one step further, it doesn't matter that we traveled with them and went for Hajj somewhere or went for holiday somewhere, but the fact that they are ghair mahram, they will remain ghair mahram right up till the day of Qiyamah. One more hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yakhluwanna ahadukum bimra'atin illa ma'adhi mahramin muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you should be in privacy with a strange woman unless it is in the presence of a mahram. If there is some mahram that is there, and now there is some work, then a person can be there, but he should never be alone in the privacy of some strange woman, nor should any woman be in the privacy of some strange man. Now this privacy is not only restricted to physical privacy. Nowadays in that chat, a person is privately talking to one woman. Now in that private chat also, there is a type of seclusion. A person is talking privately, shaitan is there. Person doesn't realize it, and shaitan beautifies every other woman for this person. In other words, they don't look at the beauty Allah has given your wife, look at the beauty of this strange woman, and a person now gets captivated with a strange woman. And look at the hadith that we did yesterday. Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says she was present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is narrating this hadith? Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha is narrating that I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was with him. And who had happened to come? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu an, he was the muazzin of Medina Sharif. Now who are we talking about? In the time, in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muazzin of Medina Sharif is coming there. He was a blind sahabi. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his Mubarak wives that make hijab, make parda from this person. So they ask, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he not blind? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retorted and said, are you too also blind? Afa amyawani antuma, are you too also blind that you are asking this? That if he can't see you, doesn't mean you can't see him. Now look at that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak wives are there. The muazzin of Medina Sharif is coming who is blind. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his wives that make parada from this person. If he can't see you, you can see him. Now how lightly we take this. Recently there was one case that came. One person came from another town. And he mentions that in this lockdown period, my wife was watching this YouTube. Now sometimes, I don't know, we also feel that if a man is watching a woman on a YouTube, now it becomes permissible. Or a woman is watching one alim on a YouTube, now it becomes permissible. Like how you can't see a ghair mahram in reality, you can't see a ghair mahram even on a screen. Forget the pictures firstly being haram. The second thing that we are doing that is wrong is looking at a ghair mahram man. So anyway, he says, my wife in the lockdown period, she was looking at a certain alim's videos. And she was watching his videos, and I thought to myself that she's doing a good thing, that she's listening to and watching some Islamic content. But this carried on throughout the lockdown period. But this wife of mine got so infatuated with this alim. Now he's explaining that we are 30 years married. Husband is a dada and a nana, and the wife is a dadi and a nani. 30 years we are married, but she got so captivated, so enthralled by this YouTube alim, that he's telling me that now that our marriage is on the rocks, she has lost complete love for me. Everything she says that I must do it like how this alim is saying, and how he is impressing that this is how things are done, and this is what a man should be doing in the home, and this is how he should be cooking and baking and whatever he mentioned. But what I'm just trying to point out to you is that this woman got so captivated by this alim that the love between the spouses that were married for 30 years suddenly is lost. So we think this parada thing is a small thing. Now a marriage like that is on the rocks, about to give talaq, and now he comes for advice. Now what happens to the children? What happens to the grandchildren? So when this parada is not taken care of, The consequences are very, very severe. There are many, many examples like this. But what we should realize is Sharia is not there to make things difficult for us. It is there to protect us and to give us and allow us to have a smooth life, a beautiful life. Actually, when parada is maintained and when all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are maintained, it creates more enjoyment, more happiness, more respect. And we think it to be the other way. So we should just apply it and see how beautiful the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, how beautiful the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and really in practicing upon them is sweetness. And the sweetness may take some time to be felt, but once it is felt, a person will appreciate why all these rules and all these laws are there in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.